Well, howdy, everybody.
Howdy. So,
got an introduction I'd like to make. Gina's already been introduced, but I'd like to introduce James Edge. James, stand up. I think many of you know him. James and I. James works with me here in the Bryan College Station office, and he and I have already been to Waco and back for our first Veterans Day event this morning. I'd say this one has a whole lot less mud than the one up there did. So anyway, but I can't complain about that when you think about what our military men and women had to go through. I'm humbled to have the opportunity to speak with all of you this morning as we remember the brave young men and women who've given their lives for service and for our wonderful country. A few weeks ago, I was asked to be a guest lecturer at an A&M political communications class. And during that class, the professor asked her students to write speeches for upcoming events where I would be speaking. And three of them wrote speeches about Memorial Day. Today, I'm going to use one of those speeches. It was written by a student, Laurie Jackson, and I think it best reflects why we are here today. I've only made minor edits to fit this particular event.
Amen.
She begins, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon tells us there's a time for everything. A time to give birth, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to shun embracing. A time to search, and a time to tear apart. A time to search, and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart, and a time to sew together. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace.
Amen.
The Americans we are remembering today totally understood that there's a time for all things. When they made the decision to serve our country, they understood that there would be times of war, which would be there would be times of death, times of uprooting, and a times of time of tearing down enemies, and certainly times of weeping. But when they made that decision, they did so knowing that we would be able to have freedom so that we could celebrate the beauty of the birth of new lives, and that we would have happy times filled with laughter and dancing, and so that we could continue searching for all the beautiful things in the world rather than giving them up as lost. On the surface, today may seem like a time to mourn, a time to weep, or even a time to hate. But, in fact, it's just the opposite. Today is a time to celebrate the lives of the men and women who sacrificed so that we can be able to enjoy the pursuit of happiness.
Amen.
Because of their selfless service, we can have the freedoms that we discussed in our founding documents. When Americans commit their lives to the service of the United States, they're committed to defending this freedom. And the fact that we are meeting here today, unafraid of persecution, unashamed of American values, and unwavering in our hope for the future, is a testament to the freedom that they helped secure. The men and women who died for America did not give their lives in vain. They gave their lives to their country so that we and much of the rest of the world may experience the joyful times that Solomon outlined in Ecclesiastes. Today is a day when we can honor the very best of America. The very best is showcased in those who understand that giving is so much more precious than receiving.
Yes.
Many of these men and women spent a number of sleepless nights in foreign lands, surrounded by innumerable enemies and all kinds of evil. In so doing, they made it possible for us here at home to tuck in our kids at night and know that they're safe. We leave them in our beds confident that they're safe from all of the terrible things that plague so many others in the world. Without the sacrifices of these brave men and women, we wouldn't be able to turn out the nursery lights and go to bed securely. So you see, through their service, they didn't give just their lives. They also gave us the strength and assurance to continue living our own, knowing that we'll make it through the night, through the darkness, and into the morning. And that's what America is about. Making it through. Being confident in the future. And serving others before you serve yourself. The Americans we're honoring today, the moms, the dads, the brothers, the sisters, the husbands, the wives, and the friends, they all humbled themselves, and they all counted freedom as a fortress worth defending. That's something that we should all commit to as well. I know today is hard for many of us. I look back on Memorial Days from years past, but I bowed my head thinking about the friends I lost in the service, including 8 constituents that we've lost since I was sworn in January of 2011, and about 40 in my class of 1976 who have been killed while in the service of their country. Amen. And it seems like those wounds are still open, and it does take time for them to heal. But that's just what we have to remember. There's a time for everything, including healing. And today is the first step in that process. Realizing that in giving their lives, our fellow Americans gave everything they had. So today, the burden is on our shoulders to honor them and to never forget the sacrifice that they made for us and for future generations. You know, in order to properly honor them, we must continually strive to contribute the best version of America as they did by pressing on to make this a country that's greater each day. We must use the freedom that they give us to give back. At the end of each day, we ought to reflect back on what we gave that day. And if, as we lay down at night, we can't recall anything, then it was a day wasted. And a waste of the freedom our family and friends fought so hard to maintain and to secure for us. So now when we leave today, let's make a promise to one another and to the ones we're honoring to never forget their sacrifice and to honor them every day by humbling ourselves as they did, never counting our deeds before those of others. That's what America is about. And America is the country they loved and the country they gave their lives for. And so I'd ask each of you to continue to serve them just as they served our country. God bless you. God bless our fallen, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.